My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And now we come to the thrilling final episode of our radio drama.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative. Gets the people going.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, please, would you bring your attention to me? For a feast for your eyes to see, an explosion of catastrophe.
Starring.
I'm here for it, bro.
I'm sure Greg Hill does a mediocre job.
What is wrong with a man who loves a dog?
Greg Hill.
Sometimes I get carried away. When
you're
it comes
a big cosplay
to...
guy.
that's not cosplay.
Yeah, you're cosplaying.
Isn't it like cosplay?
I'm
airbending.
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty.
All right, what up, adults?
Yes, queen.
I did not know that.
Wiggy.
Does the bird say, because don't those birds talk? Does it go, I'm ducky.
I believe Shine, if he thought.
Don't those birds talk, right?
That's a parrot.
Joined by the relationship alpha.
Here's seismologist that turns my tune.
Courtney Cox.
I think some people were worried that we were going to have a repeat of some years past where there's shimmer of hope.
And accompanied by
the real Slim Shiny. Please.
I'm standing up.
Two big brains behind the glass.
Well, get past that.
Like, talk to me, Daddy.
Curtis and Shime.
And it's probably not that big, right?
No.
So you have to have enough ability to build up enough speed carrying that pole. Put it into a small hole.
That's what she said.
Now.
Sweet, sweet taste of victory.
And I am 100% passing judgment.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
This is a godforsaken bunch of...
You guys, I've never heard of this name in my life. On Boston Sports Original.
The vibes are immaculate right now.
You're just all about a good time, a good vibe. You're a vibe curator.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill! Greg Hill!
Go!
Greg Hill!
Go! All right! Wow, okay! Good morning, everybody! Welcome to your show. We are in a rainy city of Boston at the Sam Adams Tap Room in Faneuil Hall to somehow celebrate the fifth birthday of this radio show. Hello. Good morning.
Hi.
How is Curtis, good morning.
Hi, how are you? Greg. How are you?
Wiggy, hello.
Good morning.
Or should I call you the Lance Armstrong of of Faneuil Hall for riding the e-bike over
yes.
here this morning?
My commute was nice and easy. Bike lanes were wide open.
Should you want to take a look at my Instagram, you can see Wiggy, who not only rode the e-bike over here, but rode it around, a massive health code violation, riding it around inside the Sam Adams Tap Room.
I tell you, I feel like Debo every time I get on that bike. Yeah.
Didn't you just have the Wizard of Oz soundtrack in your mind, like the dun 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 dun, dun, dun yeah, as he was coming in. Yeah, yeah. That's all I can think of.
Sort of, yeah. I'm like, Dorothy?
Yeah.
I have a question to the people that drive here every day.
Yes.
How do you not, like, lose your mind and just get bombed by 8 a.m. when you drive down State Street?
What was the issue?
Poorly designed road I have ever seen.
Well, Curtis, it was designed in the 1730s.
No, my dad used to work right around here. It used to be fine. Now they have half the thing is a bike lane. The other half is for buses. And there's like 6 inches for your car to go down. It was 5 in the morning. Nobody's working on a summer Friday.
Yeah.
It took me 20 minutes to drive a mile.
Well, wait, you made it.
I did. Wait,
you made it.
You made it to Gillette Stadium last night.
I did not make it to Gillette. I did not end up going to the game last night.
What?
I didn't. By the time I was starting to think about driving out there, it was hour and a half, literally an hour and a half, speaking of traffic, and I was going to stay for, you know, like everybody else, I was going to stay for a quarter and a half. So, unfortunately, I missed one series.
That's not why.
What's the reason?
If you saw Bullet's Instagram last night, you knew he was cuddled up in bed under the covers with Bullet.
I didn't stay home to cuddle with the dog.
I don't know.
I did not.
It looked pretty cozy. A little rainy night at home with Bullet.
But I was in the Seaport.
Yeah,
I checked in. Why you didn't tap back into me?
You didn't check in.
I did.
No, you didn't.
Check your messages.
You were looking for a phone number.
No, after that.
What? What are you talking about? You sent me something that I thought was directed at somebody else.
Nope.
I couldn't even understand what you
said. It was a picture?
What's that say, Greg? Checking in.
Checking in. Yes, that's right.
I don't know what that means.
I'm not
down with the lingo.
I was literally right at Todd Snyder's.
Okay, why don't you tell me where you are as opposed to saying checking in? I have no idea what that means.
Well, to be fair, you do give Wiggy a hard time when he doesn't check in.
That is true.
Right.
That is true. Well, anyway, I don't know that I missed much. I missed one Drake May series, which I will get to during They Said It at 7. We'll get to the explanation offered by Gerard Mayo on why just one series for the franchise. Generally a dud.
Because I was excited after the first series when Jacoby Brissett came out. I was like, all right, we're going to see this kid and he's going to get some good time with the first unit. And he was literally in there, like you said, for one series. And I think it was, 3-0?
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought, like Wiggy did, that it was going to likely be the rest of the half would be Drake May. And it was a sign to me that, wow, this is, you know, Brissett's obviously the leader right now, but Mayo's giving May an opportunity. It's going to be with the ones. Then I figured, you know, Andrews would leave in the second quarter. Some of the linemen would shift, but it would show the opportunity. And if you're, you know, somebody who left Boston yesterday at 5 o'clock and you drive down, you sit in traffic for an hour and a half, you get there, you go through the 16 security checkpoints, you finally get to your seat for your $15 beer, and you see Brissett leave, and you're like, oh, nice, like, it's worth it. It's raining, it's gross, I'm here with family and friends, but at least I get to see the start of the Drake May era. And then he gets taken out. And I have to say, like, this is not personal. I like Devin and Jason McCourty. I think Zoe's a great guy. The way in which they're trying to be this, like, Al Jazeera about the Patriots, it's like, it's so, and it's not them specifically, but it's this over-the-top positivity. And you see the film, right? Robert Kraft walks on the field. Oh, there happened to be 15 cameras for him to give a handshake and a hug to Gerard Mayo before the game. It's like, None of that matters unless you're good.
I mean, I didn't mind the McCourties and Zolak. Mm-hmm. I thought they I could have used less Steve Burton. I didn't.
It was Steve Burton day.
But I don't. I mean, I didn't mind the way they did the broadcast.
I liked the broadcast.
It's overly positive. It's like they're going down to Brian Hoyer and they're waxing poetic about Bailey Zappi's demeanor. It's like, okay,
but it's the first preseason game, Curtis. Like, what do you expect?
Than in years past.
That's the whole hope for this team, that it's going to be different than years past. I just think that Zoe and the McCourty twins, I thought, did an awesome job. And I think that if you're a Patriots fan and you're watching the first preseason game of this entirely new-looking franchise, then you want the positivity. Like, that's the whole point, I think.
But
I think going in there and being, sad, oh gosh, here we go, terrible, the good times are past. Well, what are you expecting the rest of the season?
I would have loved for one of them to express some frustration that Drake May only played a series, or at least discuss that, because that was the story of the night.
Yeah, that was the defense. I felt like, all right, they looked decent. You know, they, especially the pass rush, they had some, you know, some newer guys out there that were able to create some problems up front. And I wasn't really tripping about watching the defense. I wanted to see Drake May, and I wanted to see him longer than a series. I know it was raining and the weather was kind of crappy, but at least I wanted to see how he, you know, orchestrated the offense. Were there any delay of games? You know, did he change some plays? There was one time his one play, he changed it a little bit. He moved it back to one side. So you want to just see how he handles the operation. And, yeah, I thought I was going to see it from, you know, maybe into the second quarter, but just when he only had those three series and then he was out and then Zappi was in, I was like, oh, okay, they going Zappi and then back to Drake May?
Yeah. Right. I mean, if you want improv, you're going to have to get behind Milton Mania. That's what you're going to have to do.
Oh, man, we're going to hear that one now.
It's gone from Malik Mania to Milton Mania.
I'm not really jumping into that. I mean, he did a good job. He showed his athletic ability. He reminds me of a athletic, like Cam Newton when he was younger in the league. But that's who he reminds me of. But
yes,
you don't draft Drake May number three overall to say, all right, you're competing with, what, the sixth-round pick in Joe Milton? So
yeah.
I'm not – if he makes good plays, great, but we're not going to see him at all.
And, Shime, I think, unfortunately, you're not going to see Drake May week one. I mean, if there was any opportunity, if he really was in a tryout here, you were going to see him that first half and give him an opportunity. The fact that they played a series – tells me it's going to be Jacoby Brissett for at least the first month or two of the season.
Oh, see, totally disagree. I think I got the exact opposite vibe from this, because clearly it's Jacoby Brissett and Drake May are the two guys, and they haven't decided exactly which one is going to start week one, which is why neither of them played more than two series in this game. I mean, Drake May threw, what, three passes?
Jacoby Brissett has played for years in the NFL. They're not going to allow Drake May to, the only thing Drake May needs to do to catch up to Jacoby Brissett, because he's a more talented player, is reps. And if he
and
had
clearly,
played that,
if they don't give him that here, Curtis, then clearly they don't necessarily believe that right this second.
Or they just don't think the offensive line is capable of protecting him. So
they protected him, though, pretty well. I mean, they looked good.
Yeah, I see it.
In one series.
I kind of agree with Shime, though. I think, like, after last night, what it did show me is that maybe they are more on, I don't want to say a competition level, but maybe, at least in the games, that was the approach to me last night, where you had two guys that are competing to see who the starting quarterback is. Because even with Jacoby Brissett, he still needs to work with the first unit. So why wouldn't you say, okay, Jacoby, we're giving you the first two series. He went one series, and Drake May went one. So I kind of see, like, what's going to be interesting is the breakdown.
Competition, why wouldn't they keep alternating
that? Yeah, I don't know why they wouldn't do that in practice. I just don't get.
Well, no, but even Curtis is suggesting that last night, if it is a competition, if you're Jerod Mayo and you're unsure at this point.
Right.
Of who your week one starter is, why not give both of them more reps?
I don't know that. That to me is that's the head scratcher.
Yeah.
So I want to see
Patrick Mahomes is going to have the same amount of reps as Drake May in the first preseason.
So what's going to be interesting is how is he going to do it in week two? So they got to play a little bit more. And when he went in with Andrews in the first unit, Drake May, I was like, oh, okay, this is his real, like, they want to see him and what he looks like. I'm with you. It is a head scratcher he made it seem like they were competing in the game the way he rotated the two of them, but in practice, Drake May gets no reps with the one. So, it's just kind of weird on why he did it like that last night.
All right. Well, there is a lot to talk about when it comes to preseason game one for the New England Patriots. We will do that this morning. We are at the Sam Adams Tap Room in Faneuil Hall. And a bunch of you here this morning, thanks for being here as we celebrate the fifth birthday of this show. We got a lot of guests coming on this morning. We tried to get a lot of guests that were on the very first week that we did the show. So we'll be joined a little bit later on by the former governor of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, now the president of the NCAA, Charlie Baker. He will join us at about 7:45. Before that, Wick Grosbeck will join us at 7:20, and we are expecting that Rob Ninkovich will be here after 8:30 this morning, and we'll also at some point be joined by the former mayor of the city of Boston, who Curtis correctly would like to have as our mayor currently and in the future, Marty Walsh.
You could actually make the argument the city is unrecognizable from when he left it. In terms of the roads,
yeah,
the developments that have been halted. I mean, it is amazing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that was the motto, I think, of the current mayor is stop all progress.
Right.
Let's halt all progress.
Let's get back to 1630.
Yeah. All right. On the show, we're going to get to our leads in just about 10 minutes. They said it at 7. That is a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. News of Courtney coming up at some point on this morning's show. And later on, 7:30, I think, our host here at the Sam Adams Tap Room, the great Jim Cook, will be here. And we will get to a cheers for 5 years with Jim Cook. At the Sam Adams Tap Room, you got plenty of time to get down here. Breakfast will be served. We got boozy donuts. We have barbecue burritos. Wiggy is going, I think, jalapeno, cheddar,
yes,
stuffed cornbread, waffles.
Yeah, when's that come out? Exactly what time?
I mean, you can have whatever you want because you rode the bike over here. I mean,
I'm going to ride the bike back home.
Yeah,
beautiful commute. Shout out to Mayor Wu. Commute was amazing.
You enjoyed it. Yeah.
Wasn't a soul in. There was no traffic in the bike lane.
I am shocked by this crowd. It's awesome. Compared to the last time we were here, it's amazing. Like everything, it's been growing.
Make some noise, will you? It's Friday, for crying out loud.
And I've been wrong about everything lately. I was like, the crowd won't be a story, moron. Last night, I was shocked
that there weren't that many people there.
It looked like alumni stadium on Thanksgiving break.
It
could have been weather.
Guess what? There's been rainy preseason games the last 20 years.
No, there were not a lot of people there last night.
It was like they had the COVID like stand-ins and half the seats.
Well, it gives you something to work for. If you're the New England Patriots, you can work for it.
Do you think that hit them last night? Like Jonathan and Robert sitting up there like, holy cow.
Probably.
Had to have.
I mean, I would assume so. Yeah. Sure. I mean, can they do like a BOGO or, some kind of a Groupon thing?
When did BOGO become a thing?
It's always been a thing.
Oh, yeah.
Buy one, get one free.
But I never knew the shortened version of it.
Sorry. We're trying to save time. All right. It's our birthday show at the Sam Adams Tap Room at Faneuil Hall in downtown Boston. And here for the first time this morning to tell you what is trending, it is Courtney.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Timeout Market Boston. The Pats take the first preseason game against the Panthers. 17-3 was your final. Jacoby Brissett kicked things off. Then Drake May came in. He went 2-for-3 for 19 yards. Then it was a lot of Bailey Zappi. He looked zippy, I would say. Bailey Zappi looked zippy.
Yeah.
He went 12-for-20, 108 yards. We then saw Milton Mania.
He looked pretty good when missing wide open wide receivers by 12 feet. Looked great.
Well, that was because of the rain, I think.
Oh, that was the rain.
Yeah.
Okay. You think Mac watched on NFL Network in Jacksonville, which is rooting
definitely
against.
Milton went 4-for-6 for 54 yards and a touchdown. The Red Sox are back in action tonight, welcoming the Astros to a rainy Fenway Park. I hope Curtis, during the weather, tells us what we should expect when it comes to game time tonight.
If it is canceled, you won't know until you've already paid for parking.
The Red Sox are back in action. Like I said, 7:10 first pitch. You can hang out with Rich Keefe at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Joe Castiglione and Sean McDonough have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network, right here on EEI, and as always on the Odyssey app. Men's basketball is going for gold after taking down Serbia 95-91. Jason Tatum.
Can we get, at some point, can we get to what a giant jackass Steve Kerr is? Right.
The worst.
That's my that's going to be my lead.
Okay, save it then.
I'm going to do something I've never done before.
Really?
Yes.
Have a salad?
Be brief?
Oh.
That is not true. Okay. I had plenty of salads.
Okay. All right.
Steph Curry led the way with 36 points while LeBron James had 16. Drew Holiday had 3 points while Derek White did play. He had 0 points. Olympic medal count this morning. The U.S. 103 total with 30 gold. They continue to lead the way. And looking for something fun to do on Monday nights, Time Out Market in the Fenway is your outdoor movie night destination every Monday through August 26th. It's movie night on the lawn at Time Out Market. Enjoy free popcorn and a night under the stars. Visit timeoutmarket.com. That sounds romantic. Maybe something for you in DMs.
Okay.
Take in.
Sure.
That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
I'm sure Jackson has a spare gift card for you that you can use. 67 degrees and cloudy. The rain's supposed to be over for the rest of the day, briefly. So the Red Sox should be good tonight. And this weekend, it's going to be a little rainy tomorrow morning, but then gorgeous highs in the 80s. With sunshine.
All right. Well, we are celebrating the fifth birthday of this show. We are at the Sam Adams Tap Room, downtown Faneuil Hall, Boston, and we will be right back with this morning's leads.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Picture yourself in a living room. Your pipe and slippers set out for you. I know you think that it ain't too far, but I hear a call of a lifetime ring. Felt the need to get up for it. Oh, you cut out the middleman. You're free from the middleman. You got no time for the messenger. Got no regard for for the thing that you don't understand. You got no fear of the underdog. That's why you will not survive.
Well, we got a little birthday party going on to celebrate 5 years. We're at the Sam Adams Tap Room here at Faneuil Hall in Boston on a Friday. And there'd be no way to do this show if it were not for a lot of other people. And one of them happens to be here this morning. The longtime vice president of news audio drop services on our program, Mike Brangiforti.
Hello.
I would argue, yeah, give Brangi a round of applause.
Thank you.
You never see him, you never hear him.
the way you like it.
But how long, you and I, you are the, probably, we have the longest tenured work relationship.
I think that's right. I started in 94.
Okay, on the old show.
Yeah.
So you would do the, so Mike is every night, midnight to whatever, is up trying to find audio for the for the show. So 1994 to now, that's what, 30 years?
30 years.
Multiple raises you received during that time, I believe.
One.
Oh, just one. Right. One raise. One raise.
Thank you, Joe Calgaro.
Yes.
Oh, man.
if you had to name, not to put you on the spot, but if you had to name your five favorite news audio drops that you have assembled of all time, this show and old show on AAF.
The one that comes to mind first is the one you played yesterday. The succulent Chinese meal.
We
yes.
Get that
your
one.
Hands off my penis.
Yes.
That is a and Wiggy. I know this is one of your favorites, but Moose Soup.
Oh, I love Moose Soup
Lady.
So
yeah, Moose Soup
is
Moose
just. Moose soup. Is that Charlie?
Yeah, Moose Soup Lady is fantastic.
The other one was probably Snow, the beautiful girl, the chicken.
Oh, the chicken that
yes.
Yes,
oh,
in,
yes.
The, in the restaurant. Do we have, she was, have we played that in the
We have,
yes,
yeah.
We have.
Yeah. She was a beautiful girl.
Yes, she was. Yes, she was. Well, listen, yes, Curtis?
And the biggest compliment was when you came over and we had that two-week period where you were trying not to work with Ken and I.
Yeah.
Before the show launched, was once you finally were unable, you realized that you couldn't oust us yet. You said, sit with Brangi. That was the only advice you gave us. You said, he knows exactly what I need for sound. He is the best that's ever done this. I don't know how to say it. He just knows exactly what I need.
Yeah, and he is. Round of applause for
Frank. Yeah.
He's the best.
That's very nice. Thank you.
You're the best to ever do it.
And there's no worse feeling than when I wake up in the morning and I don't have an email from him. Because if he's off, that means my day is going to be off.
I was
going
to ask, what happens when I'm not there?
Yeah.
Is that Jackson?
Yeah, it's
right.
Jackson. Yeah, it's Jackson.
Where is he?
Good question. We asked that often.
He's on. Yes, I think Jackson is on the phones.
Okay.
This morning.
He had asked me a long time ago. He said, would you be able to join my podcast?
Oh, yes. That was popular for about a month.
Does he still do that?
No, unfortunately not.
I don't think
it was a limited series.
Well, yeah, I never replied.
It's summer reruns currently.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, you do a lot for us, and we can't thank you enough. And
thank you.
Nice. Happy birthday. Nice. Great job
nice
for the Greg Hill Show, 5 years. They said you couldn't do it.
Now, they didn't say we couldn't. They did say that. Would you like a boozy donut? You can have a boozy donut.
I'm going to hold off.
Okay.
It's beautiful, but I'm going to wait.
Well, Wiggy will show you where the breakfast burrito.
Get your hands off my donuts!
All right.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Mike Brangiforti. All right, we are at the Sam Adams Tap Room, and it is a fifth birthday party. We're going to get to They Said It coming up at 7. That is a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. And we will definitely talk. We talked about it to start the show. We'll talk about it when we get to They Said It. An explanation from Gerard Mayo of sorts on why the franchise, as Shime would call him, only got one series last night. And so if you're glass half full like Shime and Wiggy, then you believe that there's some sort of a competition that is ongoing and that's why it went that way. If you are glass half angry like Curtis, then you don't understand what Gerard Mayo's doing.
I think it's everybody watching the game was like, what the hell are you doing?
I saw a few people saying, and it was an interesting point, do you think maybe it's a fight for third string? Like, you look at Milton and Zappi, they got more reps than anybody else, and maybe it's they're trying to figure out who they're going to keep and who they're going to send.
Really great teams can worry about the third string quarterback.
But are we a really great team?
Yeah, right, that's my point.
He's saying that great teams can.
The Patriots don't have that luxury to be worrying about that at this point.
Because even if it's not a competition, why wouldn't you give Jacoby Brissett two series just to, you know, get his feet wet and see some things and that kind of thing? Why would you just only give him one series?
And I'm with Shy, like, I thought just in the very limited sample size we saw that Drake May looked better. I thought Brissett got protection and he was like, what do I do? And he got all like fancy feet.
Yeah.
Whereas Drake May faced pressure, looked like a young Tom Brady unloading it to the back, you know, for 7-8 yards. He didn't look. He did not look like it was his first time playing in the NFL, and I was excited, and I wanted to see more of it.
Maybe in the case of Brissett, you brought up the Kraft production last night,
which they
produced the preseason games. Maybe he only got a series so that they could get him on in game as they did last night.
Right. Ooh.
Maybe that's more important. What a great interview that was.
I thought Devin was great, though, because Jacoby was like, I hope they haven't been too hard on me. Devin's like, hard? You played one series. What can I say about you?
All right. If you want to be on this morning, the number to call is 617-779-7937. If you prefer to text, you can text on the Subaru of New England text line, which is 37937, and time for this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
As we always do with Shime. Shime, good morning. Hello.
Good morning, Gregory. Yesterday, I was very disappointed. It's really difficult for me to understand why Drake May wasn't more in that game. But it's even more difficult for me to understand the perspective of some Patriots fans. I woke up this morning to a DM on Instagram from Peter that said, quote, sorry, Shime, Joe Milton just looks more comfortable than Drake May, close quote.
Oh, God.
What are we doing? Well, you know, Drake May threw the ball three times. He completed one screen pass. He completed one swing pass. And he threw a ball over the middle of the field to a receiver that might have been a little high, but hit the receiver in the hands. Probably wasn't caught because of the rain. And it is what it is. Like, how can you make a judgment like that when you see a guy make three passes in a game? Just because Joe Milton had fun running around, throwing passes against guys who won't be on NFL teams in a month, doesn't mean that Joe Milton is more comfortable than Drake May. It's just like, I just don't get it.
Don't people get excited about his arm and
it's fun,
his
but he doesn't.
Ability, like, scramble.
He certainly scrambled well last night. Yeah. But I don't know what that means.
It's what we were when we were a bad team in the 90s. You know who everybody's favorite player was?
Michael Bishop.
Yep.
Last year, everybody's favorite player was Malik Cunningham, and he's not even on the roster anymore. Like, it's just, it boggles my mind. Everybody needs to take a chill pill and just wait and let Drake May develop and get ready.
But you honestly believe this morning that the what Jerod Mayo was doing last night with Brissett and with Drake May was giving both of them a chance, and that he is still undecided about week one?
Yeah, I think this was his way of saying, like, yeah, every healthy player is going to play, but the two guys that matter the most, the two guys that might actually start week one, they're barely going to play at all.
Using that thought process, Shime, isn't Mayo setting himself up for a pretty easy second guess? Should Drake May start week one and struggle that he didn't get him more reps in the preseason?
Oh, absolutely. I don't disagree. I think you and I agree on that. May should have had far more reps in this game than he did. I just think that the lack of reps for both of them means that there's still a competition going on.
All right, Shime, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Curtis, good morning.
Good morning. Are you guys doing the duck boat story in news?
No.
Oh,
great.
I was going to do Steve Kerr, but I think Wiggy's going to do that. Okay. So I'll scramble.
We could kind of double team it.
I got something else.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, good job for both of you. So we all love duck boats. We take them when our teams win championships. But it's sort of, I guess, stands to reason that duck boats have had the same issue we all have. Getting around Boston is impossible. Generally speaking, when you go on a duck boat and you're a duck boat tour driver like Wiggy should be, it's 80 minutes, and then the operator and the tour guide have 40 minutes to relax. You don't grab a sandwich, take a pee, whatever. Well, the duck boat drives have now been 2 to 3 hours.
2 to 3 hours.
Because of traffic.
So they can't turn the duck boat over, meaning not physically turn it over, but get 5 or 6 different groups on there.
Right.
So it's probably killing them when it comes to revenue.
Right. One driver told NBC 10, traffic has gotten horrific. When I first started, it was pretty nice. But the changed lanes, what they've done with the lanes, has taken a toll on us.
Yeah.
The bike lanes, the scooters in and out, dipping under us, it makes it a tough day. The CEO of Boston Duck Tours, Cindy Brown, said, it's as bad, if not much worse, than it's ever been. Tours are tightly scheduled for 80 minutes, but now have been going over 2 hours, with one ride over 3 hours just last week.
Wow. Jesus.
Yeah.
I'd rather have duck boat lanes than have bike lanes.
Well, that's what they should do, is just take another lane of traffic and make it a duck boat lane.
My question is, what's the inflection point? Like, when do we go back?
Yeah.
When do people just sit back and say, this is madness? We have bike lanes in a city where it's nice 3 months a year, and in those 3 months, nobody uses them anyway.
Yeah, it's kind of a missed opportunity because so many people work remotely that you probably, if you didn't take away all of those lanes of traffic, you actually would have had less congestion after the pandemic and people working remotely, not coming into the city, but you squeezed everybody into basically one lane throughout the entire city and made it worse than it was before.
Exactly. And when a car idles, there's something that keeps coming out of the back of it that's not good for the environment.
Yes, yes. All right, Curtis, thank you very much. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. If you didn't notice, I am wearing country theme this morning because people did say that you were going to be a country station after just a few weeks
of
being on the air.
Yes,
so that's
did.
Why I'm dressed in theme this morning.
Round of applause for our queen and the country.
Had to wear my cowboy boots.
And the country theme.
Queen.
Country theme. They did suggest that it would be country 93.7 or whatever, but yeah. Okay.
We did play Shaboozy yesterday.
We did. That is true.
That's
right.
Get excited, Celtics fans, because this is going to be a repeat for your Celtics.
Okay.
The disrespect that Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown have been shown since the day after they won the championship is only going to put that chip bigger, heavier on their shoulder. Watching Jason Tatum on the bench yesterday against Serbia, he looks pissed. Did not even take off his warm-up. He looked so mad. So if you're Jason Tatum and you're Jaylen Brown and you don't even get to Paris if you're Jaylen Brown, things are flying all over the place over here.
It's just straw.
Then you have the disrespect. Well, Doug just threw it in my face. I'm just saying. You lose your train of thought. Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum are going to be pissed. Expect another championship out of the Celtics.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah. I mean, that's going to be your lead, I assume.
No, my lead is going to be even more than that. Something that I didn't think I'd ever
do. Oh, yeah. That's right. All right. So I want to take a break.
Uh-huh.
I could not agree with you more, Courtney.
Yep.
I do not. We'll have time to get to it. I don't understand. It has to be that he's trying to prove a point with Jason Tatum based on how they beat him regular season. I don't get it.
I was so in.
They ran the score up. Is that what it is?
Nah, I don't know.
The Celtics ran the score up on him.
I don't think that's it.
No, he's just a dink.
He's not dumb. I mean, that was a dumb move yesterday.
Jason, he's not as smart as he thinks he is.
Jason Tatum would have got you back into that basketball game much earlier.
Yeah.
I don't know why he's not in there.
I wanted it like literally.
He's sitting there waiting for Steph Curry to hit a three with 3 minutes left, or 2 minutes left to finally get a lead in that basketball game. It's bizarre.
I wanted to go through the TV and literally slap him.
Yeah.
That's how aggravated I was.
Yeah.
So I can only imagine how Jason Tatum was feeling.
All right, we'll get to your lead. Yep. We'll get to my lead coming up. We're at the Sam Adams Tap Room, which is in Faneuil Hall, celebrating you guys for 5 years. And we'll be right back.
Hold on. We're celebrating 5 years of this.
Her name is Snow. She's a beautiful little girl, and she just wants to live.
Now back to the Greg Hill Show birthday bash at the Sam Adams Tap Room on WEEI.
Got a little Hank, little Drake, little
on a wheel ride. The mix in our drink's a little stronger than you think. So get a grip, take a sip of that feel ride. Truck's jacked up, flat bills flip back. Yeah, you can find us where the party's at. This is how we roll.
Sam Adams Tap Room downtown, and they are throwing us a fifth birthday party. And although it's raining outside, it's unbelievable in here. And we got a lot going on the show this morning, including They Said It, which is a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. We'll get to that coming up at 7, and we'll hear some sort of an explanation from Jerod Mayo on Drake May last night and why he only saw one series with the New England Patriots in that preseason game one. And then we will talk at 7:20 with the governor of the Boston Celtics, Wick Grosbeck, who was, I think, in the studio. Was he in the studio the first week that we started the show, Curtis, on WEEI?
He was either in the studio or on the phone.
He made some comments about Kyrie, if I remember correctly.
That is correct.
Because that was, believe it or not, right after that. Was that right? Do I have my timing right on that?
2019, yeah. I believe you're right.
Yes. So Wick will join us in about a half an hour or so, but we got a couple leads left, mine and Wiggy's. Wiggy, good morning and hello.
All right, good morning. Hello.
Can I have a round of applause for my guy, Wiggy?
Yep. Thank you for coming out.
Wiggy and I didn't really know each other when we started this program.
No, I remember going into, I believe it might have been Mark Hannon's office at the time downstairs where Mike Thomas is, and you were in there, and I went in there, and I was like basically begging, pleading, hey, any chance I could come on this show when you start in any role in any capacity? And you obviously opened up the door and said, sure. And the reason why I'm here is because you made it all happen. So I know I appreciate everything you do. And, you've been there from day one.
I knew.
You've been a foxhole guy.
I knew right away. As you often describe yourself, I knew you were the black LB. That's why you have done very well.
Yes, very difficult shoes to fill, but I just enjoy walking in LB shoes.
Yes. All right. Your lead this morning.
All right, so I'm going to do something that I didn't think I would ever do. I am a proud, red-blooded American who loves USA, right?
Yeah.
But I am officially going to say this. I've only watched a little bit of it, but I am boycotting the Olympics from here on out.
Oh.
I will not watch, and I hope everybody does not watch the men's basketball team play in the Olympics, because what happened to Jason Tatum, again, is an absolute travesty for us Americans who sit here and we watch and we support our USA basketball team. Jason Tatum is first team All-NBA. What does first team All-NBA mean? That you're one of the best players in the National Basketball League, right?
Theoretically, you're one of the best five players.
You're the best at your position in your sport.
Yes.
And let me say this. If you look at this year's first team All-NBA, there was one American-born player who made it, and that was Jason Tatum. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is from Canada. We all know that Joker's from Serbia. Luka Doncic is from, where's he from, Slovenia or something like that?
I think Natick.
Yeah, he might be from Natick. And Giannis Antetokounmpo, we know he is the Greek freak.
Right.
And Jason Tatum.
How do you get Giannis Antetokounmpo and you get everything else wrong? That is incredible.
I know.
Well, everything else was right except for Luka.
No. He's saying general amazing pronunciation.
Oh,
right. Great job.
Oh, Giannis, because I love his last name.
I think your head is clearer from riding the e-bike over here.
That's what
here.
It is. Right. Fresh air.
Can't Giannis, hotbox that.
You can't really blaze on the bike.
Yes, you can.
Yeah. Oh, you can.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. So when you start to look at that and you go, wait a second. This year's NBA first team All-NBA team was a bunch of foreigners and Jason Tatum. And the fact that Courtney's right, he didn't even take off his warm-ups from his pants, his shirt, anything. I will not watch the NCAA gold medal game against France. I'm boycotting it. And if you're a true Celtics fan, you should be right there boycotting it with me because Steve Kerr is a moron. And
what is it about in your mind? I would ask everybody, why is Steve Kerr doing this? Why he could have used, clearly could have used Jason Tatum yesterday.
I think that not playing him at all in the first three quarters, sitting him in the round-robin round, it would force him to accept publicly that he was wrong.
So that very first, you know, non-metal game,
right?
When he sat him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if he plays him, then he has to admit that he was wrong that game. How petty he is,
right? If Tatum has a fourth quarter like he did in Game 6 against the Bucks a couple years ago, then it's all about how Tatum overcame Kerr. And the other thing is, go back to Chuck Daly, the 92 original Dream Team.
Uh-huh.
That roster was full of the greatest players of all time. And you know what Chuck Daly did? He didn't make it about him. He allowed the players to get on the floor.
Right.
When you don't play Tatum at all, you're trying to prove a point in a situation that is entirely supposed to be selfless.
It was because Kerr said it was about matchups the first time around. So then if he goes against Serbia again, and then this time he's going to play Tatum, we're going to know he was a fraud the first time around when he blamed it on matchups. That's why. Yeah. He's too worried about how people are perceiving him than what's best for the team. He should have just said, I made a mistake the first time.
I've heard the argument that it's about Tatum has a couple Olympic opportunities in the future, maybe Kevin Durant doesn't, you know.
Well, Devin Booker does too, right? And Devin Booker plays, and
yeah.
Bam Adebayo, he's probably got time. And Tatum in 2020 as an Olympian averaged 20 minutes a game and 15 points. You could utilize. There's no way,
Wiggy. Is it possible that around the league that Jason Tatum just isn't liked?
But what is
what would that have to do with it?
Yeah, well, is it like by who? So
I don't know, LeBron. I don't know.
Do you really buy LeBron James?
No, I'm just trying to figure out. There's no logical explanation for it.
Steve Kerr's a moron.
Right.
Yeah,
no, Steve Kerr is an egotistical a-hole who is making.
Is he making the calls or is LeBron James making the calls?
I can't envision for a second that LeBron James would seek to punish Jason Tatum.
Yes,
and this is a guy. We heard that Tatum arrived late to Vegas around the first benching. And what Kerr is attempting to do is make this about selfless acts for a team.
Yeah.
When he's being the most selfish of them all, trying to use the Olympics, almost costing the Americans a chance at the gold, to prove a point about some petty argument.
Well, don't watch it.
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing.
So you're leading a boycott.
Leading a boycott.
What are you going to watch in its place?
I watch reruns of Seinfeld.
Okay. All right, Wiggy, great lead.
You got it.
So, yeah, a round of applause for Wiggy, great lead. Great lead. You know when you see a car crash that is about to happen?
Yeah.
And you want to intervene?
That's how I feel when Jackson's about to do a lead.
Yeah. I feel the need to intervene on this. In the news today, Matt Damon and Ben Affleck have purchased the screenplay rights to the rights to a screenplay about Hulk Hogan and his legal battle with Gawker, the organization that ran the sex tape.
Okay.
The Hulk Hogan sex tape.
That he won in court.
He won $31 million from them because they were unauthorized to run that. So they have purchased the screenplay rights for that. And it appears that Ben Affleck wants to play Hulk Hogan.
Really?
What?
That's not it.
I mean, does this ever work? Can you name somebody other than De Niro who can go out and I cannot. Can you see Ben Affleck as Hulk Hogan being like brother? Like
yeah.
It's a massive.
He did play Batman.
Okay.
So if he played Batman,
that's
you
a different.
Play anybody.
That is a different thing.
Yeah.
I mean, how did it work for Mickey Rourke in The Wrestler? I mean, I guess maybe
that was a good movie.
It
though.
Was a good movie, but
it wasn't. Was that based on somebody?
No, it's kind of like a combination thereof.
Okay.
I think Yeah. Can you see Ben Affleck as Hulk Hogan?
I cannot.
No.
He was much better as the CIA guy.
Is he going to grow the mustache out?
He would have to, the handlebar mustache.
He's going to have to get the fake bait going?
Just threw his remote. He's livid about that.
Yeah. All right. Well, those are our leads this morning. We thank you so much for being here this morning at the Sam Adams Tap Room, FanDuel Hall. Sam Adams throwing us a fifth birthday party. We will get to They Said It and hear what Jerod Mayo said about Drake May last night coming up next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hold on. We're celebrating 5 years of this.
Her name is Snow. She's a beautiful little girl, and she just wants to live.
Now back to the Greg Hill Show birthday bash at the Sam Adams Tap Room. On WEEI.
The mixtape's got a little Hank, little Drake, a little something bumping, thump, thumping on the wheel ride. The mix and our drinks a little stronger than you think. So get a grip, take a sip of that Feel Right. Truck's jacked up, flat bills flip back. Yeah, you can find us where the party's at. This is how we roll.
Sam Adams Tap Room downtown, and they are throwing us a fifth birthday party. And although it's raining outside, it's unbelievable in here. And we got a lot going on the show this morning. including They Said It, which is a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. We'll get to that coming up at 7, and we'll hear some sort of an explanation from Jerod Mayo on Drake May last night and why he only saw one series with the New England Patriots in that preseason game one. And then we will talk at 7:20 with the governor of the Boston Celtics, Wick Grosbeck, who was, I think, in the studio. Was he in the studio the first week that we started the show, Curtis, on WEEI?
He was either in the studio or on the phone.
He made some comments about Kyrie, if I remember correctly.
That is correct.
Because that was, believe it or not, right after that. Was that right? Do I have my timing right on that?
2019, yeah. I believe you're right.
Yes, yes. So Wick will join us in about a half an hour or so, but we got a couple leads left, mine and Wiggy's. Wiggy, good morning and hello.
All right, good morning. Hello.
Can I have a round of applause for my guy, Wiggy?
Yep. Thank you for coming out.
Wiggy and I didn't really know each other when we started this program.
No, I remember going into, I believe it might have been Mark Hannon's office at the time downstairs where Mike Thomas is, and you were in there, and I went in there, and I was like basically begging, pleading, hey, any chance I could come on this show when you start in any role in any capacity? And, you obviously opened up the door and said, sure. And the reason why I'm here is because you made it all happen. So I know I appreciate everything you do. And, you've been there from day one.
I knew.
You've been a foxhole guy.
I knew right away, as you often describe yourself, I knew you were the black LB. That is exactly why. That's why you have done very well.
Yes, very difficult shoes to fill, but I just enjoy walking in LB shoes.
Yes. All right. Your lead this morning.
All right, so I'm going to do something that I didn't think I would ever do. I am a proud, red-blooded American who loves USA, right?
Yeah.
But I am officially going to say this. I've only watched a little bit of it, but I am boycotting the Olympics from here on out.
Oh.
I will not watch, and I hope everybody does not watch the men's basketball team play in the Olympics, because what happened to Jason Tatum, again, is an absolute travesty for us Americans who sit here and we watch and we support our USA basketball team. Jason Tatum is first-team All-NBA. What does first-team All-NBA mean? That you're one of the best players in the National Basketball League, right?
Theoretically, you're one of the best five players.
You're the best at your position
right.
in your sport.
Yes.
And let me say this. If you look at this year's first team All-NBA, there was one American-born player who made it, and that was Jason Tatum. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is from Canada. We all know that Joker's from Serbia. Luka Doncic is from, where's he from, Slovenia or something like that?
I think Natick.
Yeah, he might be from Natick. And Giannis Antetokounmpo, we know he is the Greek freak.
Right.
And Jason Tatum.
How do you get Giannis Antetokounmpo and you get everything else wrong? That is incredible.
I know.
Well, everything else was right except for Luka.
No.
He's saying
general...
amazing pronunciation. Oh, right. Great job.
Oh, Giannis, because I love his last name.
I think your head is clearer from riding the e-bike over
That's
here.
That's what it is. Right. Fresh air.
Can't Giannis, hotbox that.
You can't really blaze on the bike.
Yes, you can.
Yeah, oh, you can.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So when you start to look at that and you go, wait a second. This year's NBA first team All-NBA team was a bunch of foreigners and Jason Tatum. And the fact that Courtney's right, he didn't even take off his warm-ups from his pants, his shirt, anything. I will not watch the NCAA gold medal game against France. I'm boycotting it. And if you're a true Celtics fan, you should be right there boycotting it with me, because Steve Kerr is a moron.
What is it about in your mind? I would ask everybody, why is Steve Kerr doing this? Why he could have used, clearly could have used Jason Tatum yesterday.
I think that not playing him at all in the first three quarters, sitting him in the round-robin round, it would force him to accept publicly that he was wrong.
So that very first, non-medal game,
right,
when he sat him,
mm-hmm.
Now if he plays him, then he has to admit that he was wrong that game. How petty he is.
Right. If Tatum has a fourth quarter like he did in game 6 against the Bucks a couple years ago, then it's all about how Tatum overcame Kerr and his and the other thing is, going back to Chuck Daly, the 92 original Dream Team, that roster was full of the greatest players of all time. And you know what Chuck Daly did? He didn't make it about him. He allowed the players to get on the floor.
Right.
When you don't play Tatum at all, you're trying to prove a point in a situation that is entirely supposed to be selfless.
It was because Kerr said it was about matchups the first time around. So then if he goes against Serbia again, and then this time he's going to play Tatum, we're going to know he was a fraud the first time around when he said, when he blamed it on matchups. That's why. He's too worried about how people are perceiving him than what's best for the team. He should have just said, I made a mistake the first time.
I've heard the argument that it's about Tatum has a couple Olympic opportunities in the future, maybe Kevin Durant doesn't, you know.
Well, Devin Booker does too, right? And Devin Booker plays, and Bam Adebayo, he's probably got time. And Tatum in 2020 as an Olympian averaged 20 minutes a game and 15 points. There's no way.
Wiggy, is it possible that around the league that Jason Tatum just isn't liked?
But what
what would that have to do with it?
Yeah, well, is it like by who? So
I don't know, LeBron. I don't know.
Do you really buy LeBron, James?
No, I'm just trying to figure out. There's no logical explanation for it.
Steve Kerr is a moron.
Right. Yeah, I guess. No, Steve Kerr is an egotistical a-hole who is making.
Is he making the calls, or is LeBron James making the calls?
I can't envision for a second that LeBron James would seek to punish Jason Tatum.
Yes.
And this is a guy. We heard that Tatum arrived late to Vegas around the first benching. And what Kerr is attempting to do is make this about selfless acts for a team.
Yeah.
When he's being the most selfish of them all, trying to use the Olympics, almost costing the Americans a chance at the gold, to prove a point about some petty argument.
Well, don't watch it. Yeah. That's what I'm doing.
So you're leading a boycott.
Leading a boycott.
What are you going to watch in its place?
I watch reruns of Seinfeld.
Okay. All right, Wiggy, great lead.
You got it.
So, yeah, a round of applause for Wiggy, great lead. Great lead. You know when you see a car crash that is about to happen?
Yeah.
And you want to intervene?
That's how I feel when Jackson's about to do a lead.
Yeah. I feel the need to intervene on this. In the news today, Matt Damon and Ben Affleck have purchased the screenplay rights to a screenplay about Hulk Hogan and his legal battle with Gawker, the organization that ran the sex tape, Hulk Hogan sex tape.
That he won in court.
He won eventually won $31 million from them because they were unauthorized to run that. So they have purchased the screenplay rights for that. And it appears that Ben Affleck wants to play Hulk Hogan.
Really?
What?
That's not it.
I mean, does this ever work? Can you name somebody other than De Niro who can go out and I cannot. Can you see Ben Affleck as Hulk Hogan being like, brother? Like, yeah. It's a massive.
He did play Batman.
So
if he played Batman, that's a
different
anybody.
That is a different thing.
Yeah,
I mean, how did it work for Mickey Rourke in The Wrestler? I mean, I guess maybe
that was a good movie.
It was a good movie, but was
that based on somebody?
No, it's kind of like a combination thereof.
Okay.
I think. Can you see Ben Affleck as Hulk Hogan?
I cannot.
No.
He was much better as the CIA guy.
Is he going to grow the mustache out?
He would have the handlebar mustache.
He's going to have to get the fake bake going.
Just threw his remote. He's livid about this.
Yeah. All right. Well, those are our leads this morning. We thank you so much for being here this morning at the Sam Adams Tap Room, FanDuel Hall. Sam Adams throwing us a fifth birthday party. We will get to They Said It and hear what Jerod Mayo said about Drake May last night. Coming up next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.